and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
This morning, we'll be reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. It says here, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." This is the Word of God. If you ask different groups of people about their goals or aims in life, you will receive a variety of answers. A student might say they aim to finish their school requirements excellently and graduate on time. A young professional might mention the career path they desire for the next 5 years. A couple might mention building a strong and fulfilling marriage while raising happy and God-fearing children. A friend might say they prioritize achieving a stable financial status. Whether short or long-term, everyone has goals in life. In the text that we've read, Paul addressed the believers and reminded them, Christ is your life. In the four verses alone, we see the word Christ emphasized repeatedly. This repetition underscores the high value placed on Jesus in the book of Colossians. And Paul reinforces this concept throughout the book, as seen in Colossians chapter 1 and 2. In essence, the book emphasizes Jesus' supremacy and sufficiency, conveying Paul's message that Jesus is first in everything. In short, Jesus is the goal of life. Now, what did Paul mean when he said Christ is your life? There are two phrases that we can see there. The first one is raised with Christ, and the second one is hidden with Christ. When we say raised with Christ, if you look back and think about the life that we have before, apart from Christ and without Jesus, there's no meaning. There's no purpose. But now that we are raised with Christ, it means our life is filled with energy. Now that we are raised with Christ, it means that our life is filled with energy. We have now a purpose, and now we have a meaning. We are raised with Christ. We share in the same resurrection life He promised, that's full of hope, vision, and excitement for how we live today and see our future. Second phrase, hidden with Christ. Before Christ, our definition of life revolved around what we possessed, the power we hold, and the fleeting pleasures we pursued. Now with Jesus as our center, we focus on who He is, the promises He offers, and the extraordinary plans He has for us. Christ is my life, therefore my life is no longer my own, but Christ. Verses 1 and 2 in Colossians 3, it says there, "If you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." What's with the above? Is it a place? Is it a perspective? Is it a point of view? But we can see in that verse that says, above is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. What is above is more than a place, but a person. His name is Jesus. When Christ is our life finds new purpose. In fact, we can see that in those verses, specifically in Colossians, we can see that when we have a new purpose in Christ, our desire is to be with Christ. It reminds me of Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. It says there, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." To be with Christ, and we desire to be like Christ. Romans 8, verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now that our life is in Christ, we now orient our lives to what Jesus desires above all else. We live to bring him pleasure, desiring him to shape us in every circumstance, in suffering and victory, in pain and joy, in weakness and strength, in despair and elation. When Christ is our life, we have a new purpose. Secondly, when Christ is our life is built on a new discipline. Verses 1 and 2, it says there, if you then have been with Christ or been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Set your minds on things that are above. Two things about the new discipline that we have. First, we think about Christ. McLaren said this, seeking the things that are above will come and will only come when mind and heart and inward life are occupied with him. Are we occupied with Christ? Are our thoughts occupied with Christ? Are our minds filled with Christ? That's our prayer today. That when we minister to people, when we go about life, we think about Christ. We seek Christ. Secondly, we do everything for Christ. The more we focus on who Jesus is, his work, his life, his plans, his promises, the more our lives become oriented towards pleasing him in everything. So today, remember, Christ is our life. We are raised with him. We're hidden with him. Now we have a new purpose. Now we have a new discipline. The new purpose is to be with him, to enjoy him, to be like him, to be conformed to his image. And the new discipline we have every day is we think about him and we do everything for him. Christ is your life. Christ is my life. Christ is our life. Lord Jesus, you are our life. You are first in everything. Today, thank you for you being our Lord, for you being our first in everything. Now we are raised with you. Now we are hidden with you. Thank you for that grace and the privilege to walk in your purpose and to pursue your plans in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing this song once again. You reign forever, God. We declare you reign. Oh. When I was so lost, you chose to love someone like me. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. God bless everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.